Hey there, this is your old buddy Tom, the Toonami Operations Module. Settle in, it's about to get good.
Fate of the whole world is into my hands.
You foolish man, I am a Jito Ryo master. Allow me to reunite you with your ancestors.
Hey there, my Tommy generation, and welcome to a brand new episode of Tom's Top 10, right here on the Absolution Network. This is episode 5, where I, your captain of the Absolution Network, Thomas Primetime Mattis, count down the best and worst of all pop culture, based on my opinion, of course. Well, why? Well, because it's my prerogative, that's why. And cue the song now. But on this episode, I'm counting down my top 10 favorite soundtracks. A theme that is dear to my heart because I love music, whether it be in animation, video games, or anything. But in this case, we're just sticking to movies, whether animated or live action. I'm counting down my top 10 favorite soundtracks here on episode 5 of Tom's Top 10. Now, some of you may already be asking one simple question. Episode 5? I've never heard of this show before. Well, that's a very good question. Before I get into the long-windedness of the answer, that is, let me give you the very simplified answer. And that is that I am an idiot! Now, some listeners may already know this. In fact, I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners already know that. But it had to be said that I am an idiot. Anyways, the long-winded answer is, about 6 months ago, I had the idea of doing a list show. I called it Tom's Top 5. And I did a first episode with a friend and, co-producer of 132 Productions. In fact, my boss, as I consider him, Chris. And we did a whole episode on our favorite Toonami shows. Now, I can't remember if I had forgotten at the time that I came up with the idea, or if I did, but I thought, you know, I was thinking, I think at the time, that maybe I did remember that I had previously started a list show that I just forgot to do, and I had decided to start a new one, because the show that I had decided to do 6 months ago was supposed to be something to where I brought guests on. Unfortunately, that has kind of fallen through due to my lack of ability to have a suitable replacement for Pamela. I've been having issues with Pamela on my computer, and I've never gotten around to actually fixing them. Maybe at some point I will, but yeah, I have issues. More issues than the New York Times. But then again, a lot of you knew that. But the previous show that I mentioned that I forgot that I even did was, I actually looked it back, I did it around 2014, I had started doing a show called Tom's Top 10, and I actually did 3 episodes. So, you count those 3 with the Tom Top 5, that really should have been a Tom's Top 10 episode, and you get 4. So, thence, to continue the proper numbering, kind of like what Marvel Legacy is going to be doing, not that I'm doing it to sort of joke around Marvel Legacy, because let's be honest, this is another case of Michael Bailey's Episode 0. Take a shot for the, you know, Michael Bailey reference there. Yeah, this is Episode 5. Because I am an idiot. Again, that's the more simple answer. But on to today's episode, and our main topic. And I don't know if you can hear that. That's a pad right there where I have a list here, so I've actually taken notes. But yeah, the top soundtracks. Now, with that being said, I actually want to give a big shout out to our good friend Gerard, who's been on my CM Dues wrestling reviews and on Tom's Prerogative, because this is going to seem facetious, I think, but this is really, actually, honestly, I am very thankful that he asked this question, because he brought up a good point. I had put on my Facebook, which you can follow at Thomas Matthew Mattis on Facebook, what are your top five favorite soundtracks? And he asked the question, are we talking about orchestral scores or actually song-based soundtracks? And he pointed out that those are two very different lists, at least, I guess, for him. And I'm actually very thankful, because it made me think, because I actually had, at the very least, one soundtrack on my list, or at least what I considered a soundtrack, that was purely a movie score. And I'll reveal that now, but what was on my list was the original 1954 Gojira, a.k.a. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and that, of course, is nothing but, Akira Fukube's original score, which is such a impactful, influential song. Like, you can't listen to a Godzilla movie made during the 70s or even into the 90s or any Toho Godzilla movie without hearing some of Akira Fukube's original score from that 1954 movie. Whether it be Godzilla's classic theme, which everybody knows, da 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 da, or the military song, da 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 da. It's so impactful and influential, But he kind of makes a good point. That is really more of still a movie score, even if it's being released on the soundtrack. I mean, to me, a soundtrack contains both, actually. I can think of many soundtracks I've had where, the soundtrack has had on one side music in or inspired by the movie, and then there's the actual movie's score. So, thank you, Gerard, for actually making this much harder to come up with and actually have to make me think. That seems like I'm hating on Gerard. I'm not. I'm being very thankful, because I'm glad he actually made me have to think about my list, because it was a very hard list to come up with. When you start thinking about all the good soundtracks and all your favorite ones, for me, there are some key things that I had to do for my list. One, I did actually want them to be good soundtracks. I did want them to have at least more than one good song on the soundtrack. Because, there are good soundtracks where there are some songs you don't completely remember. And then there are soundtracks where you remember every song. But I think the most important decision was my own personal experience with it and personal feelings on it. Because, again, this is my list. This is what I like. I'm not gonna put something in front of something else I'm not gonna put a soundtrack that's really good in front of something that I have a more personal connection with. That may not be as good. Because again, I think that's the important, because this is my prerogative of this list. So to me, it's my top favorite soundtracks. And like I said, I did post something on Facebook. I wanna give, mentioned to some of the stuff that was put on here. Good friend Lori Thomas, who was my co-host for XCast, her list was, and I'm doing this from what I believe is 5-1. So, Lori, if you're listening to this, you can correct me if I did this right. But number 5 was Dreamgirls. Number 4 was Back to the Future. Number 3 was Lonesome Dove, which was a Western television movie. I've actually never seen Lonesome Dove. Sorry, Lori. Mortal Kombat and Grease. Another member who I'm not going to actually say her name because I've actually not got a chance to talk with her much. And so I don't know if she's comfortable with saying her name. But she put The Crow, Trum Scrubbers, Grease, Funny Girl, and Gypsy, which Lori actually let me know was Funny Girl and Gypsy were classic Broadway musicals. I'm imagining that they had movies. If I'm wrong about that, feel free to correct me. I'm sorry about that. Our good friend Phantom, the amazing Phantom, gave a list. He's number 5, Digimon the Movie. Number 4, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. It's his list. Yu-Gi-Oh! The Movie at number 3. Pokemon the Movie 2000 at number 2. And at number 1, Transformers the Movie 1986. Because you've got the touch. You've got the power. And of course, our good friend Corey Wilson. Number 5, Kung Fury. Number 4, Star Wars Episode 4. Which is the original. Number 3, Scarface. That's a good one. Number 2, Forrest Gump. And that's a really good soundtrack. And then number 1 is Midnight Express. So, thank you guys who gave me a list. Just want to say those lists to give you guys shout-outs for helping me out with that. And giving me some stuff to think. With that, let's move on to my list. And I just want to, before we get into it, I want to get some honorable mentions of some stuff that, you know, I wrote down. Because I did a brainstorming session and I wrote a lot of ones down. As I was trying to think, because I kind of came up easily for the most part with my top 5. But then as I got to 6 and down, I was having, like, where do I play something? And what do I have? Some of the ones that I have on my list that didn't make it. The Spider-Man soundtracks. You know, there were some good songs. Which, I mean, I know everybody hates Nickelback, but, you know, Hero from the original Spider-Man, it just, for the part, a good song. Blade. Both Blade 1 and 2, which I kind of laugh at because, from my knowledge, Wesley Snipes actually doesn't like the music that was used for Blade, but I really enjoyed it, the sort of the techno house music. It's very iconic. Like, when you hear it, you know, like, you immediately think Blade, or at least I do. The long list of Disney movies that didn't make this list. Like, this could have just easily been a list of Disney soundtracks, particular ones from the 90s. I'll say this, one Disney movie made the list. I'm not going to say where or which one it is, but that's why I'm also saying Disney movies, so you'll have to listen to the list to find out. The Guardians of the Galaxy, despite the fact that, you know, Hairball thinks it's funny to put G-O-T-G and think everybody's going to understand what he's saying. We love you, Hairball, but sometimes we hate you. Guardians of the Galaxy, I think the first one is better than the second one, but they're both good. Other people have mentioned Star Wars. Star Wars was something that was on my list. Ghostbusters, both 1 and 2, I think have excellent soundtracks. Obviously there's the, you know, particular word 1, there's the Ghostbusters song, you know, by Ray Park Jr. But then there's also others. There's the theme that, you know, it plays when, you know, the police are driving them in. You know, there's sort of a jazz number that's, like, during the middle of the movie where they're, you know, catching different ghosts. It's during a montage. Speaking of that, Karate Kid, that's another soundtrack that's, like, they're the best around. Never Gonna Hold You Down. Like, which is just one song on, again, another quintessential 80s, like, and when you're thinking of the quintessential 80s soundtrack, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, just because at least one song there that's part of that soundtrack, whenever I hear it, I'm kind of thinking, like, the other day there was a song, I can't remember the name of the song, it's escaping me, but, like, I heard it, and I'm like, Breakfast Club! And my own mother's like, you know, said, I wouldn't think when I heard the song of Breakfast Club, but it's like, I'm right, it is Breakfast Club. But it's like, it's the song that's like at the end of Breakfast Club, that's where everybody plays. So that was written down, but I didn't have any personal connection to that or 16 Candles. But just that there are songs on there that when you hear them, you know, you think of that. You know, so Faint Elmo's Fire is another example of that. And I think the last thing I'll mention here that didn't make my list, again, this is stuff that didn't make my list, was, and I know this is a movie that some people like to deny even exists. I'm looking at you, Kyle Yount, over at Kaiju Cast, who I love dearly. Hi, Kyle, this is your shout-out. But Godzilla 1998. And again, this is mostly personal connection, because I had the Godzilla 1998 cassette tape when I was young. Somebody gave it to me late 1998. It was actually around the time the song came out. Or I should say, the movie came out. And again, you know, that soundtrack you had, Puff Daddy with Jimmy Page, you know, Come With Me, that sort of big hit song that played over and over again. But yeah, he had Rage Against the Machine. I believe Foo Fighters was on there. You had Wallflowers with We Can Be Heroes Just For One Day. You know, Rage Against Machines was like, that. No Shelter by Rage Against Me. That, I really loved it. There is no shelter here. And then some other artists on there. Deeper Underground by Jacques or I completely blame it on the name of the artist, but it was, there is no shelter here. I'm thinking of Rage Against Me. No, Deeper Underground. I'm now confusing things because I'm thinking too quickly. Then, you know, I'm going deeper underground. Sorry, because I actually haven't heard the song in ages. But it's like I had this personal connection to that soundtrack. And again, it was, I believe, the same composer who did Independence Day, which again, there are some really good scores on that soundtrack, along with some songs on that as well. Like the one song I think from Independence Day, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, by R.E.M., which, again, that was like the song, biggest song that stuck with me from that. So, yeah, so, end of the day, that, some of the honorable mentions, and I know I'm leaving a lot off that I probably did not remember, but, you know, that's what didn't make my list. What did make my list? Well, we're going to find out, shall we? Right after this short break, where I'm going to play some promos for some friends, and when we come back, we are going to get into numbers 10 through 6 of my top 10 favorite soundtracks.
Steph.
What?
Have you ever read a Superman comic?
Not in the last few hours.
Oh, I was just checking, right? Just checking.
Hey, everyone. My name is Michael Bailey, and I have been a fan of Superman for as long as I can remember. In 1987, I started collecting the Superman comics as a going concern, which led me down a long and winding comic book-filled path to 2007, when I first started podcasting. Well, it's 2017, and because it's been 10 years since I started podcasting, and 30 years since I started reading Superman full-time, I thought it might be fun to start a new show called It All Comes Back to Superman. It All Comes Back to Superman will be my monthly reaffirmation of my Kryptonian faith, where I will pick out something about the Man of Steel and discuss it. Sometimes I'll be alone. Sometimes I'll have a guest. No matter how many people get involved, Superman will be the focus. It All Comes Back to Superman is part of the Fortress of Baileytube Podcasting Network. New episodes will drop on the 28th of every month. This show and all of the other programs that are part of the Fortress of Baileytude Podcasting Network can be found at www.fortressofbaileytude.com.
Batman Nightcast, a thrilling new podcast from the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Hosted by Ryan Daly
and Chris Franklin, Nightcast chronicles the Caped Crusaders' adventures in Batman and Detective Comics after Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Highlights from this legendary era include
Batman number 400,
Legends,
Mike Barr and Alan Davis,
Batman Year 1,
Batman Year 2,
Max Allen Collins, the new Jason Todd, Millennium?
You're not doing this right. Let me take over. Alan Grant and Norm Breyfogel.
Alan Grant from Jurassic Park?
Did you hear me say Norm freaking Breyfogel?
Oh, yeah.
Son of the Demon.
The Killing Joke.
A Death in the Family.
Batman Year 3.
A Lonely Place of Dying.
Alan Grant, Alan Davis, Max Allen Collins. Why are there so many people named Alan from this era of Batman?
The Rise of Tim Drake.
Legends of the Dark Knight.
And that's just up until 1989.
Did anything exciting happen with Batman after that?
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Batman Nightcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Find it on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Oh, we forgot to mention your favorite issue, when Batman fires Dick Grayson.
You want to find another co-host?
And welcome back, and let's get into number 10. And at number 10, I have American Tail, the classic animated movie from Steven Spielberg, done by Don Bluth, or featuring Don Bluth's animation. The music was, score for the film was composed by James Horner. It has several songs as part of the movie. And again, going back to what Gerard did, making me think, it made me realize, you know, because like I said, there was a score that was on this list. I was much, much higher, and that was the Gorgira score. But, so, like I said, there actually has to be songs, not just instrumental music. And so, like, this and another film that's going to come up later were kind of on the choppy block, but they had some songs, and so, a couple. And this, you know, again, it's a musical, so, you know, that's what made this safe. Because there are some good songs in it. First of all, the score itself is very enjoyable. It's got that great sort of 1930s sort of feel to it. 1930s American feel to it. But there are some great, you know, No Cats in America. I mean, you know, I have to sit here and think about this now, considering current events and me being Jewish, and you know, how this was about mice trying to escape communist Russia, and sort of all the discrimination that was going on in Europe to come to America, you know, from cats, thinking that there were no cats in America, and the streets are lined with cheese. Only to find out that America has plenty of cats, you know. I think that's a... Well, there's some political commentary there. I'll let you figure it out, and you can make the jokes. Anyways. But yeah, No Cats in America, classic song. Never say never. Now I'm getting confused with another song. But no, Never Say Never. It's not my personal favorite song, but it is a song that's there. It is an enjoyable song, but of course, my personal favorite. Somewhere out there. Da, 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 da. Now, whether it be the actual movie version, which is just this heartbreaking song because it's these two, you know, siblings singing about wanting to basically be together. Not that together, you sickos. Get TWK, get your mind out of the gutter because I know it's there. But, you know, again, coming back together as a family. T-Dub, but when I got... T-Dub, get your mind out the gutter. I know it's there. See, this is why you have to be careful with phrasing. Because there are people, sick people, like T-Dub, who will take stuff you say and twist it the wrong way. Maddie J knows what I'm talking about. Anyways, I promise I'm not gonna be good. Do nothing but shouting out my friends in this episode. But then there's also the sort of the radio version, which had Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram. Again, just an outstanding sort of slow jam. Like, I remember when this movie came out and the song was playing, that was my radio jam that year. Like, you know, somewhere around there. It's come true. God, it's been so long. I can't remember the words since I have actually tried singing it. But it's like one of those things, like, it's that great childhood memory. And it's like, I remember singing it as a kid and loving to sing that song. So, yeah, definitely sticks in my heart. American Tale. Just a really good soundtrack. Next one, it should not be a surprise. I think, personally, any sort of geek, this is on their list. But at number 9, I have Back to the Future. But just a great soundtrack. I mean, outside of the sort of legendary, iconic orchestral score, you know, the Back to the Future her theme and overture. But, I mean, you have Johnny B. Goode from towards the end of the film, and Earth Angel and Night Train, which are classic 50s songs. There were also some other songs, Pledging My Love by Johnny Ace, Ballad of Davy Crockett, Mr. Sandman, Washington Post, which all that was in the movie, but wasn't included on the soundtrack. But then, of course, you also have, you know, you have Heaven Is One Step Away by Eric Clapton, Time Bomb Town by Lindsey Buckingham. But I think, of course, the two highlight songs of this soundtrack is both by Huey Lewis and the News, you know, Back in Time, you know, Back in Time. Da, 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 da. And then, of course, you know, Power of Love. God, give me a moment to try to hold on. It's a serious thing. Make one man weep and another man sing. The power of... God, trying to remember how to sing some of these songs off the top of my head. You know, you when you have a microphone and the pressure in front of you. Yeah. This is why I'm not a singer. But again, just some great songs on this, and, you know, again, the classic Back to the Future theme, which is so iconic. Again, it's one of those things where you hear those first few bars at the beginning, you instantly know what that theme is. And some really good 80s rock songs. It's a really good soundtrack. Moving on to number 8. I think this may be the first controversial pick of mine. The original 1990s favorite. It comes from 1990. By the way, Back to the Future. I apologize. Alan Silvestri, who, this is not the last time he'll be on this list. But he did the composition, again, Cute's friends with the director. So, but going back to my number eight, from 1990s, I'm trying to see, it's very artists. They don't actually give the composer of the actual score. Maybe I should tell you the movie. My number eight is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original movie from 1990. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people remember the soundtrack, but like, there are some good songs. You know, yeah, This Is What We Do by MC Hammer. I don't think one of his more remembered songs. Not that, really, let's be honest, MC Hammer has a lot of remembered songs other than You Can't Touch This. And I mean that as far as the general public, but for those in hip-hop and that stuff, we remember more. Like, and I think this is probably one of the more of that category. But like, this is the song that was used during when, Casey sneaks into the sort of the foot hideout to follow, the other guy's son, whose name is escaping me at the moment. And they're all playing video games and playing pool and smoking and all those things. It's like, we're badass teenagers rebelling against society. That awesome scene that, like, I think every kid saw that, like, I want to be there. And now you're growing up and think, like, what the hell was I doing? But yeah, that played during that. Some other songs by some, hip-hop groups and things like that. Every Heart Needs a Home by St. Paul was sort of the power ballad that probably more inspired. But, of course, the big hit that came from this soundtrack, Turtle Power by Partners in Crime. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which is more than just that, but great hip-hop album. I have it in my music collection. It's just a really, really fun song. And again, and I think another reason I like this is that this was so quintessential early 1990s. I mean, literally, it's 1990. But it was really, I think, a good snapshot of sort of early hip-hop and techno and type of music that it was there. It wasn't the type of music you heard in a lot of soundtracks. And I think that just makes it unique to me and just more. And again, it just makes it that much more memorable to me. So yeah, number eight was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Number seven is a movie that I think everybody has, for the most part, if you're a geek. It's another one of those sort of geek, of course he has, they do it easy to age. There are a couple of those on this. But number... We did number eight. Yeah, I'm not going to hit. Number seven is 1989's Batman. Both the score and the album. Now, I know they were sold separately. And so, like, the Batman score could technically be on the score list. But, like, again, if I'm going to get a soundtrack, I'm getting both. I'm getting the songs and the score. So, I mean, I'll save for talking about the score for, again, another day. Because, I think that's a sort of gimme that would be on best scores list. Sorry to spoil that episode whenever it comes for you. But, when you're talking about 1980s Batman, you're talking about the Prince soundtrack. Yes, you're talking about and Danny Elfman's score, but you're talking about the soundtrack. I was not a fan of Bat Dance. Just wasn't. But Scandalous is a fun song, but my jam, my jam was Party Man, which, again, in particular, that is used during this sequence in the gallery where Joker gasses everybody except Vicky Vale. And, you know, they come in and they start, you know, black and white, red and green, yes, man, you ever seen, it's just, oh, it's such a good jam. Like, it's one of those jams to where, as I grow up now and I'm a wrestling fan, if I was ever a wrestler and I could come out doing a special Joker entrance, my Joker entrance would be to this music, and I'd be doing sort of the classic sort of 1980s gangster looking Joker. So, as a poll, and I say that as opposed to people wanting to do more modern Jokers like Jared Leto or, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name, Dark Knight Joker. And I apologize. I hate when I blank, but, you know, this is stuff I do. Not Jared Leto, I'm completely blanking. But Party Man. Absolutely great song. Bat Dance I could do without, but again, Scandalous, also very much enjoyed. And so, you know, you combine the sort of the album with the score, and that's what makes it great. Like, I'll be honest, if this was just the album, if I couldn't include the score, and I'm sure people will tell me whether that's fair or not, but, like, if I didn't, I don't know if this would be on my list. Because in that case, you're just having Party Man and Scandalous. Which, again, you know, Scandalous, that, you know, is that parade song. But you include the actual score, you know, which is just, again, it's another one of those iconic scores that you hear for a few bars by Danny Elfman. You know, well, first of all, you know it's a Danny Elfman song, because every Danny Elfman song kind of has those same first bars, but, like, you hear that, like, first 10 seconds of this, and you know what song it is. So, number 7, Batman. Now we move on to my number 6. And here's another controversial pick. I mentioned that we would have Alan Silvestri return, who, of course, did Back to the Future. This one almost got cut because it's mostly a score, but there are a couple of songs on here. My number 6 is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Now, I, again, this is why the whole, like, score and everything makes it hard, because, like, the score throughout this entire movie is absolutely outstanding. Sort of the jazz inspired soundtrack, you know, Valent and Valent, and, you know, Jessica's theme, Eddie's theme, all of them are outstanding themes. You combine that sort of jazz theme with sort of more cartoony themes that are used in Toontown and everything. It just works so well. But, you know, like Hungarian Rhapsody, which is, which features, you know, it's the song that Daffy Duck and Donald Duck are playing in their big moment, you know. But in Merry-Go-Round, like, the songs are also very, very good. Like, they're fun songs. Like, if you actually look at the lyrics, they're very fun, very playful songs. In particular, I'm thinking of Eddie's, the song Eddie makes up on the spot to escape the weasels at the end. Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, which Roger sings, is in there. And then, of course, you have, I think, one of the most seductive, sexy songs of all time, Why Don't You Do Me Right? Why Don't You Do Right, excuse me, is an absolute amazing song. Like I said, very seductive, very sexy. It's like, that's a song that honestly, if I had a girlfriend, and I have to stress, had a girlfriend, because Lord knows I'm never getting one, I was trying to turn her on, like, this is a song I had to be playing, because it's like, and now that I've, like, successfully probably creeped everybody out, but no, I think it's a really, really good soundtrack. I mean, this, man, score, outstanding, love listening to almost every theme. Really, I can't think of a theme here or a piece of music that I don't like listening to, whether it be the songs, whether it be the score. It's, to me, it's so iconic, being that Who Framed Roger Rabbit is, like, one of my, not just one, but, like, is my favorite movie of all time. Like, it literally is my favorite movie of all time. I think one of the best movies of all time. And just, I love the score. And I love the soundtrack. So, number 6, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That leaves us with our top 5. But, allow me to condense myself. Probably need to look up name of the actor who I'm forgetting, who I should know because I'm a horrible, terrible person. But, I'm gonna take another break. I'm gonna play some more, promos. And, when we come back, we're gonna do 5 to number 1. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Black Canary. I'll need a sparring partner.
I'm Zatanna. What do you care about some leggy dame in nylons? Or have I answered my own question? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for magic.
Black Canary and Zatanna, together in one podcast. I'm Ryan Daly, and I've got a thing for superheroes in fishnet stockings. That's why I started Power of Fishnets, the Black Canary and Zatanna podcast. Join me every 2 weeks as I celebrate the blonde bombshell and the mistress of magic in their exciting adventures published by DC Comics. Power of Fishnets, available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Saturday Morning Fever, the new show from the Fire and Water Podcast Network celebrating the classic Saturday morning cartoons. Available on fireandwaterpodcast.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Saturday
Morning Fever. And welcome back, and yes, I do now know and remember that it's Heath Ledger. Because I don't do well with remembering things under pressure like song lyrics and names of actors. Literally, it was the moment I, like, hit pause on the recording. Like, it's Heath Ledger. God darn it! I am a bad person. Very, very bad. But, hopefully you've enjoyed my list so far. And brought you down some memory lanes, like, oh, yeah, that, like, hopefully say, like, oh, yeah, I remember that, oh, yeah, that was a good soundtrack. Not completely, like, oh, my God, he has Dowd on his list. But, you know, we'll continue, and we continue our countdown with number five. And number five, I think, is a favorite for some, The Nightmare Before Christmas. By the way, yes, I guess this technically means there's two Disney songs on my list, because I guess technically this is Disney, but again, it's one of those things where you think about it, and I don't personally think Disney when I think of this, but then again, it is Disney, so I have to correct myself. There are actually two Disney soundtracks on this list, one's coming up, And, you know, I've always had a very strange relationship when it comes to The Nightmare Before Christmas, because I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of the movie. I really love the movie. I love the soundtrack, as I'm about to get into. But I'm not, like, this overt, hardcore fan. Like, I'm not have tons of, like... Like, there are other movies I'm fans of, like, I have... That I would get, like, movie... if I could move paraphernalia over it, but like Godzilla, for example, and other things. But I do very much enjoy the movie Nightmare Before Christmas, because now I just got myself thinking in the middle of a podcast, and thinking is bad. Or at least in this particular case, thinking is bad. But no, but The Nightmare Before Christmas, all of the great songs, you know, This Is Halloween, awesome song. And when you also listen to sort of all the different covers of that song, they're just all great. Marilyn Manson's, I think of in particular, which is from a Nightmare Before Christmas Revisited soundtrack, actually. But, you know, This Is Halloween. You know, literally, what's this? You know, I have Google Music, and there's an ability to, like, they have radio stations that you can listen to for free. They will play a couple songs and play an ad. I'm a very strange person in that I like listening to Christmas music throughout the year. I'm that guy. And it's one of those things, like, you know, I'll have that playing, like, while I'm taking a nice relaxing bath or shower, and I'll have it playing, and literally the first few bars play, and like, oh, yay, and I knew it's, what's this, oh, what's this, what's this, there's white stuff everywhere, what's this in the air, what's this, da 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 da. This, it's such a wonderful song, it's so catchy, love to sing, same with This Is Halloween, Making Christmas, sort of just, ooh, I want to call it an ooey gooey song, and I say ooey gooey in that it's like that. Just, it's cheesy. It's ooey gooey cheesy, and it's cheesy, but it's that wonderful type of cheesy to where you hear it, and you just sort of say, making Christmas, fa la la. Oogity boogity song. It's a fun song. Sally's song is fun. Not fun, but it's a really good song. And so just, like, there's... The entire movie is filled with really great songs that are fun to sing. Again, it's another musical. So it has that added, like, you know, these songs are part of the... They're big numbers within the movie thing, but it helps that they're really good. And again, it's Danny Elfman doing a lot of the lyrics and everything. And so, yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas... Really, really good song. There's one version of This Is Halloween I've not heard yet, and that's apparently Panic at the Disco. I can find that, because Well, I like Panic at the Disco. Yeah. I really enjoy this entire soundtrack. Just a lot of good songs that are fun to sing. And, you know, again, it's Danny... I like Danny Elfman's music. I guess we make fun of it because music composers are, but at the same time, again, it's that very familiar feeling with a lot of his scores that make them fun to listen to. That brings us to number four. Now here's where we get into the real nitty-gritty. You know, this is why sort of the top five were kind of very easy for me. You know, I guess I would say top six because I originally had Gorgiera in there. But again, as I said, I took that out because I consider it purely a score, and therefore I didn't feel it should have been in the list. Again, thank you, Gerard. Thanked you enough, Gerard, for this? Like, these songs, like, the first six, it was very easy because it was like, I just rattled them off. And so number four, Footloose. Like, literally, I had that cassette tape. I played the hell out of it. You know, Kenny Loggins, Footloose, kicked off Louise, hold my knees, Jack, get back, come on, get back, loose, yo, loose, everybody cut foos, you're playing so cool. Obeying every rule, but when you're in the song, you look at this soundtrack, so many great songs. Let's Hear It for the Boys, done by Denise Williams. Let's Hear It for the Boys. Let's Give the Boys a Hand. Let's Hear It for My Baby. Now you've got Almost Paradise, A Wonderful Love. Almost Paradise. Da 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 da. Which is by Mike Reno and Ann Wilson. Again, that's something that would be on a Love Power Ballad list if I ever did it. Dancing in the Sheets, but Girl Gets Around. Girl Gets Around by Sammy Hagar. Never by The Moving Pictures, which is that sort of gymnastic scene for, you know, where Kevin Bacon wants us to believe that he's the most amazing superstar gymnast. Some bonus tracks that are in there that I got put on the 1998 15th anniversary code with Hurt So Good, John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, Hurt So Good. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should unless it hurts so good. This is a 9x platinum selling album with 900 million sold in the United States. And of course, let's not forget, like, the song that... Another song that's, like, made into multiple movies that came out. Holding Out for a Hero from, you know, Bonnie Tyler. You know, I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. From the fight. Just, oh. So many great songs in this. You know, and I'm, by the way, I'm looking at, it, like, the year it came out as singles. Their positions. Footloose, number one. Let's Hear It for the Boys. Hit number one. Holding Out for a Hero got to number 34. Dancing the Sheets at 17. Almost Paradise made it to number... It's like, oh god, Footloose is a classic movie I love, and the soundtrack is just amazing. Oh. Whew. There's, like, so many songs, like, even me, who has a hard time under the pressure of a podcast that I'm doing myself, who puts a lot of pressure on himself, I'm still remembering the lyrics. Good songs on this soundtrack. It's a wonderful soundtrack, and that's why it's my number four. And this is going to be a common theme with these top four, by the way. And you can add Nightmare Before Christmas with that, where it's like just... Again, that more emotional impact and that joy of singing them. That brings us to number three. Number three is going to be a controversial one. If I get the page to load. There we go. This is going to be... I say controversial because if I don't know. It's a 6x platinum soundtrack. Yeah. But, like, for me, like, I love Space Jam. I know there are a lot of people who don't. Or have their issues with it, whatever. It's a giant advertising film, but, like, I still love Space Jam as a movie, and I just remember it coming out and getting that soundtrack, and my God, that soundtrack was my jam in 1996. You know, I mean, R. Kelly's I Believe You Can Fly, Fly Like an Eagle by Seal, Space Jam by Quad City DJs, who I was a huge fan of, and still am a huge fan of, but again, at that time, they'd only... couple years earlier released, you know, Come On, Ride the Train. Hit 'Em High, the Monstars anthem, that featured Busta Rhymes, Coolio, LL Cool J, Method Man, Be Real. This was actually my introduction to Barry White with Barry White and Chris Rock's Basketball Jones. And I don't think a lot of people remember that Chris Rock actually says lines in that song, but they're very funny. You know, That's the Way I Like It by the Spin Doctors featuring Busy Mark. Upside Down by Salt and Pepper. Another one of my favorites, For You I Will by Monica. Yeah. I will move the mountain for you. I will go and bring you the moon. I will be your hero, your strength. Hip hop tune by, you know, the different Looney Tunes is a fun song to listen to. Just such a good soundtrack. So many good songs. You know, how many people have not sung I Believe I Can. Like, I Believe You Can Fly is one of those fun shower songs. You know, you're in the shower and you want to sing something. I Believe I Can Soar. And just to give some of the singles, For You I Will made up to number 4 on the U.S. charts. I Believe I Can Fly made number 2 on the U.S. charts. Space Jam made to number 37. Hit 'Em High made to number 50. Fly Like an Eagle made to the 90s R&B and hip-hop and sort of soundtrack. So, like, it's that emotional impact. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wanna fly. Like, this is how my introduction to Seal before Kiss by a Rose. I really love this soundtrack. So many good memories. In the movie, the songs I think are used really well. And again, there's a lot of good artists and a lot of good songs on this soundtrack. So, like, yeah. Sorry, I got paused there. I thought my recording wasn't working. Because live podcasting is awesome. No, but number 2, I think both number 1 and number 2, I don't think many people will complain about, but you know, number 2 for me is Axel. Again, we keep coming back to Kenny Loggins, because, another one that was on my list, Ghostbusters, which almost made my list. I looked at, apparently he did background vocals for... the Ghostbusters song by Ray Park Jr. But, you know, again, let's look at this. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Like, anytime anybody does anything that involves planes, somehow that comes into, you know, Mighty Wings by Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Heaven in Your Eyes by Loverboy. Hot Summer Nights by Miami Sound Machine. The Top Gun Anthem itself, which I always thought was done by Van Halen, but it's Harold Faltermeyer and Steve Stevens. Great Balls of Fire is on this soundtrack because it's sung in the movie. Because I'm also looking, because it also has, like, for instance, the 2006 Deluxe. Like, these are all songs that apparently were played in there. Final Countdown is on this sound, by Europe is on this soundtrack. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. Like, all of this is apparently... I don't remember some of these songs, by the way, being in the movie. I now have to go rewatch this. But, tracks, it's actually tracks 16 and 20, apparently they were just added, I guess, so, slight correction on that. It was the best-selling album, by the way, of 1986, but yeah, Danger Zone, you know, Take My Breath Away, my personal favorite, so, you know, two of my personal favorites. You Lost That Love and Feeling by The Righteous. You never close your eyes anymore when I kissed your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying sure not to show. You're trying hard not to show me, baby. But baby... Baby, something beautiful's dying. You lost that loving feeling. Whoa, whoa, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's long gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ba-dum, 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 boom, boom. You just... Oh! That song, and then, and my second favorite that's on this soundtrack is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling, and then I'll watch them roll away again, and I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Just, you know, that and then you're flying through the dangers of, like, just, oh! You look at the soundtrack and there's just so many good memories of listening to Danger Zone. Playing with the boys. Again, like I said, Take My Breath Away. Just that power ballad that I love listening to. Just, oh, God. And then, like I said, you include the score as part of the soundtrack. Harold Faltermeyer's score from the Top Gun anthem. There's the piece that he plays when they're going head-to-head with Viper. And again... Maybe it's sticking out because I literally just watched this movie the other day. Like, oh my God, this movie is still so good. Like, 30 years later, because 2006, 30. This movie's over 30 years old, folks. Make that make you feel old. And it came out a year after I was born. And... Where it's playing that, and it's like, oh, God, I can't remember who plays the Goose. But, yeah, just, it's like, I can't believe we're doing this. And the score is playing in the background. It's just so epic, and it's like, oh, my God, this is freaking awesome. It's just, it's just such a great soundtrack. I don't see a song on here that I don't love listening to. And again, like, Top Gun was one of those first movies I really have vivid memory about. It's such a good movie, and the soundtrack. Again, I'm just looking at the songs. Look at the songs and tell me there aren't songs that you just don't have good memory. Especially in how they're used with the movie as well. Great soundtrack. That leads us to our number one. And if you've been keeping track, I've said some certain things that maybe you should have been paying attention to. And if you did, you'd realize that I have one Disney movie left to name. And this is it. And it's my favorite animated movie of all time. And it's my second favorite movie of all time, only behind Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Though, to be quite honest, they're quite honestly both tied. I'm talking about Beauty and the Beast from 1991. Not the new soundtrack. The new soundtrack from the live-action remake and the... with its auto-tuning and the new songs can go F off. I'm talking about Howard Ashman's original score, sung by Paige O'Hare and Rich Dwight and Jerry Orbach and Angela Lansbury. The rest can go F off. Cause something moving in my ear, I don't know what it is. But yeah, what needs to be said about the soundtrack? Like, just absolutely amazing. Let me go down critical response. Like, so critical. Everybody giving them like 5 to 4.5 stars for the soundtrack. It won Academy Award for Best Original Song. I'm trying to look here to see critical response. Like, a lot of them were like number one, on the list. I know Beauty and the Beast was played over and over again. The version that was sung by, Celine Dion. Where are you? Give me the list. Hey, Celine Dion and Pablo Bryson, again, just... that was played over and over again. But, like, again, this is another musical where you're dealing with songs that just, like, you know, from Belle, you know. Little town, such a tiny village, little place like the one before. Little town, new people waking up to say, bonjour, 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 bonjour. There goes the baker with his tray like always. Da 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 da. Two Gaston, no one that like Gaston or frightened like Gaston. Da 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 da. To be our guest to Beauty and the Beast, which I'm not going to dare to sing and ruin the beauty of that song. It's, so many great songs that are part of this movie. Each one is magnificent and wonderfully sung, from Angela Lansbury's version to Beauty and the Beast to the radio version I even love. And like I said, the score itself, Transformation, Battle in the Tower, West Wing, To the Fair, all of these are great pieces of instrumental music which are included in the album. And I say that because, again, I have the album on my Google Music account. And, again, ultimately what tops this more than Top Gun or Space Jam or Footloose or any of that is at the end of the day, whenever I'm feeling down, this is the album I put on. And I mean for any album. This, or just an individual artist, when I'm feeling down, or even after a hard day at school, when I get on the bus, you know, and I'm having to take that half-hour trip home, I'm putting this album on, and I'm just jamming with these tunes. And it's just songs that just make your heart feel good. Not whether you're singing them, whether you're just listening to them. Beautiful songs. Just, I mean, you should see me on the, but if you look at me, you can see me that, like, I'm, like, worthy in this. I'm not singing, because I'm not trying not to make noise, but going, da 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 da. You know, and just lyric, because I've had an idea of, like, recording myself doing this, and, like, watch as I lip sync, being, you know, Beauty and the Beast. But, yeah, it's just, the soundtrack is so awesome. The songs are so wonderful. And again, it's just that ooey gooey feel, because again, it is my favorite movie. And just, I don't think I need to say much more than this, do I? I think it's self-explanatory in a way, because like, the songs are just so amazing and wonderful. And again, the 91 version, they're sung wonderful by wonderful people who know how to goddamn sing and don't need to be auto-tuned. I'm looking at you, best actor in the world, according to the MTV Movie Awards. Name I'm forgetting. She was Hermione. I don't even know why I'm trying to remember, because the live-action movie pissed me off. But that's a whole other story for another day, but yeah, just the wonderfulness, the way it warms my heart to listen to the album. Beauty and the Beast from 1991 is my favorite soundtrack, by a long shot. And I love Top Gun. I love Top Gun and Footloose, Space Jam, as you can hear. I jam to those. But just, oh. I mean, when it's something you listen to almost every day, yeah, it's Beauty and the Beast. And that may seem like a cheap or easy pick, but it's my prerogative. And that is my top 10 favorite soundtracks. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope, I brought you down memory lane a little bit. I hope you had some fun. And, with that, remember to check out all other 132 productions, or in this case, Absolution Network productions, right here at www.an.132productions.com. That includes, my CMG's Wrestling Reviews, Tom's Prerogative, and, you know, of course, our good friend Shin Jagakura, who I want to give a shout out. Shin, I hope you're safe. Shin is in Houston. At the time of this recording, they're dealing with everything, dealing with Hurricane Harvey. I think they're supposed to get at least another 2 to 3 feet of rain. So, my brother, stay safe. Stay warm, stay dry. Hope you make it out with your house not being having to deal with any damage. Because it's looking really bad, out there with some of the flooding, in particular in Houston, that's going on, Houston and Galveston. So, I want to give a shout out to him. Check out, so help him out, check out his videos, and that stuff. And, of course, if you have any emails or comments you want to leave, you can leave those at, AppSolutionNetwork132@gmail.com. That's AppSolutionNetwork132@gmail.com. And remember to, just check the site out and have fun. Listen to our stuff, and hopefully we entertain you. So that is it for this episode of Tom's Top 10. I sort of getting back into podcasting, so I hope to have fun. But until the next time out, where I'll count down another list of the best or worst of pop culture that is my prerogative, stay golden.
Hope you enjoyed it. This is Tom signing off. And until we meet again, you know the rest.